The best place for an entertainer to find work is in the city that never sleeps. New York City. A million acts waiting to break it big. This is the story of two such entertainers approaching middle age, known in the industry as do or die time. Phil was a singer-songwriter, Matt was a stand-up comedian. They didn't know each other, they had never met. The only thing they had in common was a fear that their careers might be over. Our story begins with Phil at a place where careers begin, end, and never happen. Open mic night.
Time is moving quickly, it's a car.
Across town, Matt performed his tightest 10 because tonight was special, and the audience was the booker from the big talk show.
As you folks may know, I have more characters than anyone in the world. I have 52 cards in my hand right now. I'm going to have someone pick a card randomly.
What is it?
It is Mr. Undo Credit. Mr. Undo Credit, okay? You're gonna help me with this character. Just answer honestly. Mr. Undo Credit, okay? Do you like the Beatles?
I love the Beatles.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We just took credit for the Beatles, folks. Take another one. This is Mr. Polite. Mr. Polite does stand it. Have you ever noticed the difference between men and women? I haven't. You guys like impressions?
Yeah!
Not me, they're mean. I was going to do a joke about the Battle of Hastings in 10,066, but I think it's too soon. Pick one more. Nazi David Blaine. Nazi David Blaine. For my next stunt, I won't hate Jews for 24 hours straight.
This is it! Now or never, and I'm gonna give it my best shot. I wanna shout something cooler than I'm falling and I can't get off. I'm 39, I'm feeling fine and I'm ready to rock you, baby. I'm just not quite in the state of mind to actually rock a baby.
Phil's wife, Sarah, however, didn't share her husband's dream of making it big in the music biz. For her, this was the time to settle down and raise a family.
I gotta tell you now that I can see a different life for you and me than this one. Now I see it's time to dream a different dream. Start a family with me, but I can't wait forever.
Art critic who gets too close to the art. I found the painting to be blurry, unfocused, hard to see, and it hurt the tip of my nose.
The time is now!
Hey, Phil, nice set.
Wow, look at you. My agent actually showed up to one of my gigs.
Dude, how about that new song?
Yeah, buddy. You look like you were having fun up there.
That's what you have to say? I play a new song, and your observation is how much fun I'm having? What are you, my camp counselor?
I'm just saying it looked like you're having fun up there. That's great.
Who cares about fun? Your job is to tell me what you think of my new song.
Why are you so angry, man? I like the song, okay?
Like?
like?
What are you, Facebook? This could be a hit song and you have to love it because you have to sell it.
Yeah, it's catchy. Nice hook. But, you know, the lyrics sound like they're from a... you know...
From a what?
An old guy.
Old guy? You mean experienced?
I'll have you know, I'm not too old to rock and roll, no way. I can still kick ass through my Marshall stack and headbang night and day. Rock out with my cock out.
Oh,
I said I'm still going strong, and I can still write songs that are relevant to today's youth market.
Yeah, well, listen. As fascinating as all this is, you're still clearly pushing 40.
Hey, 40 is the new 20.
If you think that music now can hold a candle to the great and mighty 1990s, you haven't got a clue. If Fall Out Boy doesn't annoy you, you're clearly not a musician. Bruno Mars should be playing bars, and Justin Bieber's lame. Beyonce, come on away! I said I'm not too old to let the indie rock roll. Doesn't matter that Neil Young really isn't.
Hey, Matt. Hey, nice set. Hey, you really had him going up there.
Hey, I hear you're booking tonight for the big talk show.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to book you.
Awesome.
Hey, you know me. I love you.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think that's TV-friendly stuff.
Wait a minute. What? I didn't curse.
No, it's not that. It's just a little weird for the four-minute format. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. But what about iMac Hamlet?
Yeah.
He was on last month with his weird shit, and that went over well.
Yeah, well, iMac Hamlet's got a huge Twitter following, and his Instagram account is blowing up. You gotta check this thing out.
Aw, come on, man. Are you kidding me?
Jokes aren't enough anymore. Your fans want to know what you're having for breakfast.
Eggs, toast, bacon.
Time to pick up your smartphone and Twitter. Some funny jokes. Why not Pinterest?
Facebook? For Christ's sake, Matt, you're not even on Facebook. Come on. You're not keeping up with social media. Hang out with your fans. Tweet some jokes. It's not that big of a deal.
I'm a comedian. My job is to entertain, not to be their friend. Of your life, like a reality show. Anyways, I'm too deep to sum up what I'm about in 140 characters or less. Jokes aren't enough anymore.
it's time for you to get real. Don't be bitter about Twitter, I'm on Reddit, there I said it. You're a bumbler when it comes to Tumblr. Let's not bicker about Flickr, take an interest in Pinterest. Spend a weekend doing LinkedIn, give a damn about Instagram.
At least be aware of Foursquare.
Alright, I get it, you don't have to do the Danny Kaye breakdown.
Hey, it didn't hurt.
Hey Philip, how'd the show go?
It went really, really fine.
Did he like the new song?
He was more concerned with how much fun I was having.
It's been 6 years since he sold a song for you.
Why are you on my back?
Excuse me? I was just saying, it's been 6 years.
You're segueing into the baby discussion.
What's the discussion? I thought you wanted to have a baby.
Of course I want to have a baby. Right after I sell the next song.
But what if it doesn't sell, Phil?
You know, I don't have to take this constant nagging all the time.
Ooh! Please don't you use that tone of voice with me right now. Whenever I try to talk, you always shut me out. You just sit around all day staring at your computer screen. Some of us have to work for a living, Philip. Get your priorities straight.
Honey, just simmer down. I just need a little time to, you know, turn things around.
Nice set tonight, Matt. That choose a playing card bit is a solid chunk.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, I've been working on that for a while. I just like to put it on TV, you know, and throw it out.
Yeah, man. Throw it out. Sure. Hey, man, you selling tonight?
Yeah, man.
Because it's celebration time.
No problem. Just let me get into my backpack here. And what do you want?
Give me some of that lemon haze.
Okay, first just let me see your medicinal prescription card.
What? In New York? I don't have that, man.
Dude, I'm joking.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't get your generation's sense of sarcasm.
My generation? Whatever. So what are you celebrating?
Young Comic got booked on the Big Talk Show.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Isn't that great?
That's nuts.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, man. What do you think I'm talking about? I killed out there tonight. He didn't kill.
Hey, Young Comic is really nice.
Nice? Who the fuck is talking about being nice? I'm talking about being funny. This is a comedy club, not a nice club.
What the fuck is going on back here? God damn it, Matt. What did I tell you about dealing drugs back here? And stop with the yelling. There's a show going on. Have some respect.
Respect? Respect? There's no respect around here. Can you believe Young Comic got booked and I didn't? That's crazy. Am I suddenly in some bizarro world where hacks get booked?
Matt, it's over.
What's over?
Look, how long have I known you, huh? This is me talking. I'm not just a club owner. I'm your friend who happens to be a club owner.
When are you gonna grow up and get a real job? Selling punks is not the real job. All those plans we made when I agreed to manage you.
But please understand, comedy is all I know, comedy's who I am.
I'm not asking you to quit, I think your jokes are great, that isn't it. Why don't you treat it all I am. When I make $1 million, then you'll understand. You'll see me on Netflix. If not that, then Vimeo.
As Matt slipped further into his dark hole of bitter self-pity, Phil got so high that he was visited by a spirit.
This could be a hit song.
Major key.
This could be.
I think you can find your next idea on YouTube.
Who are you? How did you get in here?
I am the ghost of Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh, is this the iPhone 7? Can I check it out? Does it have that app where... I want a Snapchat. Does it have the Snapchat thing? What is a Snapchat? And Watson says there's one app where you can tell what the song is that's playing on the radio.
You mean Shazam?
Oh, yes, Shazam. I love that. I wish I had invented Shazam.
I am so high.
Oh, well, you could be high up on the pop charts if you just borrowed a few ideas. How do you think I invented the telephone?
It's time to do some research. Let's take a moment and be influenced by someone else's creativity. Yeah. Let's milk this muse. Originality ain't required. Let's take a minute and get inspired. Let's listen to some chords that we've always admired. Get mesmerized by a melody that never
never sounds tired, no, no. A new song is what you need. There's no need to perspire, so let's take a moment to be inspired. And you can tell everybody this isn't not your song. And you can tell
Stitcher Original and production of Midroll Media. Written and created by Matt Besser and Bobby Matthews. Produced by Brett Morris. Starring Matt Besser, Bobby Matthews, Virginia Matthews, John Gimberling, Mike Cassidy, Paul Rust, Scott Ackerman, Paris Whittles, Mike Still, Danielle Schneider, and James Adomian. Tune in next week for Act 2.